Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, A10 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Kelvin Enfinger. He is the vice president, or a vice president, Green Hut Construction. He is also the state chairman for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Florida, and he was one of the people that was going to be on the expanded task force to review the land development code in Santa Rosa County. Whether he's going to actually be on that task force now is kind of an open question because the commissioners decided to go with two people apiece instead of having kind of this five or expanded to seven plus one for each of them. Kelvin, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Good morning. So there's been a lot of conversation over the question of whether this organization to review the LDC for a couple of particular questions leans too heavily towards the builders and the contractors and developers, or whether it's a representing the people's will or something like that. You were going to be on it, and now I guess you're not, unless somebody puts you on as their individual appointment. What's your thought about this process?
Well, I guess we'll see how it shakes out tomorrow. But Andrew, I think it's important anytime, whether a local government, state government, or federal government puts together any kind of task force or committee to review policy that affects a specific industry, that specific industry should certainly be well represented at the table. I think that we had a very well-balanced group of people with the 12, builder industry representing 25% of that. So I think that was a good, healthy balance to give industry, a voice, a seat at the table to be able to have, input into this task force. And find some common ground. I mean, I think there's some good people that's been appointed to this task force, and I think we can all work together responsibly to figure out what's going to be good for industry and what's going to be, healthy for the community, and making sure that we're being environmentally responsible. I can tell you that our members and the majority of the builders you'll see out there are certainly environmentally responsible and want to see things done the right way. And I know there's been some things brought up about some bad actors recently. And I think if you talk to our members and even some of the members over at the HVA, they would tell you that an example of like what happened in ULAP Bayou, I don't think there's anybody that would tell you they would support that. And right. We've got to fix that. So we've got to do over, do better. But we certainly need to be well represented at this at the table of this task force.
Maybe just take a quick second because I want to make it clear for folks. ABC and HBA, Home Builders Association, and Associated Builders and Contractors are kind of like the two halves of the construction development universe, right? What is the difference between them?
Well, Associated Builders and Contractors represents commercial contractors, subcontractors, and vendors. And so we're a national organization running about 23,000 members across the United States. That's broken down into state chapters, which I represent Florida now, and then we have five chapters in the state of Florida. And our region would be represented by North Florida out of Tallahassee. And we've got roughly about 150 members in North Florida. And those members, again, are just comprised of the commercial industry. And those members are building your hospitals, your health, your healthcare facilities, your education facilities, your shopping centers, your grocery stores, just a variety of anything that falls under the purview of commercial construction.
Okay. And then the HBA would be the other side, would be the residential construction. Is that basically the split?
Absolutely. Okay. But again, when you think about the difference between residential and commercial contractors is vastly different, right, in what we do. However, it's important that we work in unison together because when you think about commercial growth, business growth and new business opportunity coming to a county can't happen without rooftops. So, again, it can certainly be done responsibly, but we need each other to be able to accomplish what it is we do for a living.
Yeah, that's one of the weird things about this conversation to me, because I totally understand the people who are very concerned about environmental damage and what happened in Mulatt Bayou is awful. And I understand the people who are frustrated about growth creating traffic concerns. I totally understand that. But, we all want more affordable housing. That means you're going to have to build, more housing. And we all want jobs, and that means you're going to have you know, businesses, and we want our kids to go to schools, and you build schools, and we want to be able to get medical service, and you guys build medical facilities. And, you know, it's like we all benefit from the things. You know, I go to eat at restaurants, which you built, and I live in a house that your organization, you know, not you guys, but the HBA. But, you know, I think of, like, where is the conflict here? And I'll tell you, when I'm listening to this conversation, I feel like bad builders and good builders all get lumped in together. And I also feel like people who want smart growth and people who just don't want any growth kind of get lumped together. And it feels like sometimes the loudest voices are the people who honestly don't want any growth, even if they say they just want smart growth. Am I misperceiving this?
No, you're 100% correct. And I can tell you, you know, there's a group of people in Santa Rosa County right now that's responsible for that public perception that we're all developers, all contractors, commercial contractors, residential contractors are all 100% the same. And the public's perception is that we're all evil and we're all destroying this community and we're being vilified. And that's really being headed up by one very small minority group of people that I will just say is disproportionately loud. You hit on that yesterday. I mean, let's call them the pitchfork, you know, posse, as you refer to them. And that's exactly what they are. The truth is this group of people, they're not anti-growth or anti-development. At this point, I think they're just anti-business.
We're talking to Kelvin Enfinger. He is the state chairman for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Florida and a vice president at Green Hut. Hang on for just a second, Kelvin. Let's get a traffic on the fives with PJ. PJ?
There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock at Pensacola Boulevard and West Devane Street. And then shortly after that, there's also another vehicle crash with injuries at Pensacola Boulevard right near Broad Street. Those two accidents kind of on top of each other. Traffic's getting a little bit heavier as a result of that. And then scrolling over to Milton, Avalon Boulevard, and San Pablo Street, there is a vehicle crash and right lane is blocked. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Kelvin Enfinger. Kelvin, one of the things, and I, by the way, I kind of agreed from the beginning that I thought that a quarter to a third of a panel like this that is trying to regulate an industry, if the quarter to a third of that panel is from that industry, that only makes sense. You know, to me, that makes sense. I want them to have a seat at the table. Otherwise, it'll be war afterwards and they're probably going to propose things that aren't really going to, you know, function effectively. So I want you guys in this process. But let's look at the other side. What are some of the reforms that you think really are necessary? I know Chairman Smith keeps talking about, you know, give me enforceable things. You know, you agree, I assume, that getting people to stop doing illegal runoff, unpermitted discharges, muddying up the, and, you know, clear cutting without any thought of the future. I mean, these are bad things, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that, you know, when you get into this, what we want to take a look at is how we can strengthen, you know, our environmental protection measures in the county. There's some counties that we can take a look at that are 100% doing it right. There's some that take it to the extreme, that overregulate and make it difficult on contractors. And that's not what we want either. We just want a fair, balanced approach to take a look at this and figure out what can we do from a clearing standpoint that's maybe phased to help prevent, you know, some of this, you know, unmitigated erosion that's happening, like what we saw in ULAP. But again, that's a spinoff. That's a one-time situation that happened from a bad actor. So that's not a true representation of the construction community. But again, I think, you know, what we want to do is come to the table and have some valuable input from an industry perspective, and potentially, you know, show these. I've got a lot of experience from working, you know, throughout the Southeast, so I've seen how environmental regulations work in other states and other counties, and I think it's important that we just look at areas that's doing it right, and, you know, we don't need to go reinvent the wheel, but we can just take a look at those areas that have gotten it right, and we can play off of that a little bit.
The perception slash allegation, stated or not stated, implied, is that builders and contractors and home builders want to stymie anything that the citizens are going to ask for. Obviously, anything that they're going to ask for is going to cost money to somebody, whether it's built into the end price to the consumer or whether you guys take a loss in profit or it takes longer, that's cost too. As a community of builders, are you guys willing to accept that it might cost some money to do some of these reforms and you're willing to do that for the sake of the community?
Any time we look at any kind of policy reform in our industry, it ultimately costs money. It costs someone money, whether it's us or it's the end user. I think there's a healthy balance that we can come to the table, we can talk through this, and we can find some kind of middle ground of what makes sense. And quite frankly, I think there's some things that we can correct in this county that'll fix some of these issues that are policies that are already in place. So I think we just have to look more at the enforcement, and then we have to look closer at the bad actors. But certainly coming to the table with the understanding that there's going to have to be some give and take.
Yeah, and I certainly, you know, I still kind of hold out hope that maybe we can have a better mix and include you and the HBA in the panel. That, you know, you never know what they're going to do tomorrow. But at the very least, I assume you guys are going to be there for the conversation and have your input and try to, you know, guide it, even if it's from the audience rather than from the dais, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope tomorrow's decision is based on, you know, what's best for this community, what's best for our industry to have representation, and that tomorrow's decision isn't based off of political persuasion, because I think what we saw happen, you know, earlier this week, with taking the task force from 12 to 10, was nothing but a maneuver that was just based off of political pressure from a small minority group of people that are just simply anti-growth. They stand against growth. They stand against business. And I tell you, as a community, we need to be careful about that, because we've got a great thing going. We've got five, commissioners that are working really well together. It's great to see the refreshment of all the arguing and the fuss and fighting that has died off from that board. And that's mainly in part because we got rid of one circus last November that helped greatly in that process. But my concern is now there's another circus, and that's the Pitchfork Posse that has gotten a bigger tent since the other circus left town, and now they're screaming from the rooftops that, you know, we're just making bad decisions and we're moving the county forward in the wrong direction. And that's just absolutely not true. I mean, we've got a wonderful thing going with our economic development department. We're seeing job growth. I want my kids and my grandkids to have a better opportunity in this community when they grow up, be able to stay here and have a job and, not have to go seek gainful employment somewhere else in the state or in the country. So I think we need to be careful when we look at these people. And I think the business community needs to come together and make a point that the people that go up there and say we the people or the citizens people is simply not a correct representation of what Santa Rosa County wants as a whole.
Yeah, the loudest is not necessarily the representative, unfortunately. Kelvin Engfinger, he is the Vice President of Green Hunt Construction. He is the current state chairman for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Florida. Kelvin, I appreciate there being restaurants and shops and malls and schools and hospitals and homes, you know, to live in. So I appreciate what you guys do as developers and contractors. And I think we can do better, but I'm glad to hear that you guys are eager to do better as well. Even if it means some loss of money somewhere along the line, that's kind of the spirit that we're all in for the future of it. Kelvin, thanks for the time and thanks for what you do. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew.
You bet. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's disgraceful. You're old enough to be her grandfather.
I'm as human as the next man.
I was the next man.
We'll be right back.
Good morning, 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. You know, one of the things, I should say this. In my industry, news in general and talk radio in particular, there's often a, let's find where there's a fuss and let's make the fuss louder. You know, let's emphasize the conflict, let's emphasize the drama. And, oh, to be sure, I am at least sometimes guilty of that, Milton. But I actually prefer to help people understand each other, get along, see the point the other side is making, and if at all possible, to de-escalate some of these things. Because kind of like Kelvin was saying, you know, we're all in this kind of together. We're all trying to make this work together. And, you know, the perception that the other guy is the evil one and they're just trying to, you know, rape the environment or something and abuse everybody and take and get out. I mean, it's just that way of talking about other members of the community is not healthy. And so now, I mean, sometimes there are genuine bad people, okay? And you got to be honest when that's the case. But generally speaking, if you can just understand each other and try to de-escalate a little bit, like, that's really my goal most of the time. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock at Pensacola Boulevard and West Devane Street. And then right after that, there's also another vehicle crash and a partial roadblock right near Broad Street. So those two crashes on top of each other are kind of creating some congestion in that area. So just use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks so much. PJ, if you're 64 turning 65, you're going to convert over onto Medicare, and that's different, okay? Because you've been using probably private insurance, regular business-based insurance for all of your life. And so you have questions. There is uncertainty. And, you know, what's Advantage and what's Supplement? What's Medicaid? Does Medicaid apply to me? They're always talking about Medicaid. What does it mean? You know, well, okay. That's all right. You got questions? It's a little bit complicated, but not really. And Ricky Stewart, she's a good friend of mine. She's got answers. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part, you know, for people who are retiring or going over on Medicare, or, you know, they're 64, turn 65, or they just need to understand the process, whatever. She'll sit down with you. She's done it with many other listeners just like you, and she can answer your questions, and you're going to love her. She's fabulous. Anyway, 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Planning Committee and the County.
Sorry about that. The House.
Doesn't sound like David.
not quite. Just recording some other audio in. The House narrowly passing the GOP's budget resolution on a party line vote yesterday, 217 to 215.
Republican budget resolution will set in motion the largest Medicaid cut in American history. It's outrageous.
And that is House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Thomas Massey from Kentucky, the only Republican voting against it. The Senate has already adopted a different budget resolution. Theirs is focused more on border security and national defense. Both chambers will have to agree on a single version of the budget. Got an update from the Vatican on Pope Francis. They say he is still in critical but in stable condition today, and apparently had a quiet night last night. They have a CT scan scheduled to monitor his double pneumonia, and they say the prognosis remains guarded. And we do have an update on the egg situation here. Of course, we've heard in the last several weeks that some restaurants are now doing egg surcharges, but good news, your McBreakfast is safe from such a surcharge. McDonald's saying they will not be adding any egg surcharges on breakfast items.
And aren't they getting ready to do like Buck McMuffin Day or something? Isn't that coming up soon, I think?
Well,
so
that's news to me, but
exciting.
I'm picturing the meme. Shut up and take my money.
Right. David, thanks so much for the update. 828 News Radio 92.3. One of the things that I was just talking about with Kelvin Enfinger from the Builders and Contractors is, you know, there's mostly the builders and contractors and developers are good people, and then every once in a while there's one who just violates the rules or, you know, cut corners, and they cost us all. One of the things, you know, Jerry Cooey, who is one of the most outspoken, I think he's kind of one of the key figures in the Pitchfork Posse folks who are raising hell about this. I actually agree with him about one thing, which is that the starting price tag of any penalty against somebody who causes an environmental disaster like Mulot Bayou, the starting price tag needs to be the cost of the cleanup, the remediation, whatever that cost is. You know, if you cause it, it's just, I mean, it's a tort. right? It's a tort is when you harm somebody else and you cause them to be in a less than their prior condition. A tort is a harm, okay? And you remedy that through, you know, civil process. Look, if you tort the environment, you owe the cleanup to remediate that environmental consequence. And, you know, that needs to be fast, vicious, enforced. Like, I completely agree with him about that. And then on top of that, if you want, you know, penalties as a form of discouragement against future things. But, you know, if you cause a problem to a local bayou and it costs us, I think the price tag that they were talking about Santa Rosa County Commission meeting the other day was that the county has put in, I think it was somewhere in the like 30 or 40,000 vicinity, something like that. I forget exactly. Well, bare minimum, the developer who caused that needs to be paying that money. But that just gets us back to not even, because you haven't fixed it all. Then there should be a penalty and a fine on top of that. And I actually agree with the idea that, you know, you pull somebody's development order, you pull their ability to do business until they get things right. Like, they shouldn't be able to keep going while we figure out what to do about it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A deal's being finalized with Ukraine to share with the United States revenue from natural resources like rare earth minerals. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells Fox it's a good deal.
My last indication was that it was very close to the finish line. We were on the, not even the one-yard line, we were like at the half-yard line.
He'll be at the White House today, Secretary Rubio will, for President Trump's first cabinet meeting of the new administration. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a reverse discrimination case.
Justices will hear the case of Marlene Ames, who worked for the Ohio Department of Youth Services and says she twice lost jobs to gay candidates she thought were less qualified. Ames is heterosexual. A federal judge dismissed a discrimination suit. Her attorneys say her lawsuit would have been allowed to go forward if she had been gay and those who got the jobs were not.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the woman's employer, former employer, says she lost those jobs for reasons other than being straight. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 46 degrees right now. It is a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Pensacola. Well, Santa Rosa County deputies enforced a court order yesterday in a civil action between Milton's Gulf Coast Gun and a financial lending company, Lakeland West Capital. They were seeking to seize the store's inventory for non-payment of a loan that they'd purchased from a local bank. At one point, weapons were being taken out of the store, loaded into a van. But store owner Chris Smith says he was able to ultimately make a deal, and that store is open today.
Well, I sat down with them while they were here. The sheriff's office was just doing their job 100%. They were doing what they legally were commanded to do by the courts. So these guys wanted to take all of our inventory. We have way more inventory than what we owe those guys. I had to liquidate a lot of my own personal assets as fast as possible, and I had to come up with an agreement for them. I got screwed, not gonna lie.
Smith says their store will remain open, and they do have their inventory items. He did post a lengthy video on the store's social media page detailing what happened from his perspective, and you can see that there. Representative Michelle Salzman proposing a bill that would give parents more access to their kids' social media accounts, and it would also ban encrypted messages for minors. Salzman sponsoring House Bill 743 in the upcoming legislative session. It would restrict social media companies from allowing users under 16 from using encrypted messages. It would also require those companies to give parents access to their kids' messages. Well, Representative Byron Donalds is now running for governor of the Sunshine State.
I joined the Tea Party movement, was in the conservative movement. I was able to serve 4 years in the state legislature, 4 years in Congress. And I think now is the time to now take the mantle and lead our state into the future.
Donalds made that announcement yesterday on Fox News. He said the decision came, though, after a lot of prayer and a lot of discussion with family and friends. Donalds has been endorsed by President Trump, and he's also been a very vocal supporter of him. Rick Scott launching a new effort to make sure that Medicaid payments aren't paid out to dead people. Scott announcing yesterday that he's reintroducing his Live Beneficiaries Act. He says that would require states to verify quarterly if a recipient of Medicaid benefits is living. Scott estimated the country's wasted tens of millions of taxpayer dollars on Medicaid checks for dead people. He says the bill would be common sense and a practical step to cut down on improper payments. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. This traffic update is brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Taking a look at the big board, vehicle crash with a partial roadblock, Pensacola Boulevard at West Devane Street. And then just a short ways away, Pensacola Boulevard at right around Broad Street. There's also a vehicle crash with injuries. And then a new one that just popped up, a vehicle crash at Wabash Avenue and Mobile Highway. Roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing sunny skies today with a temperature near 72 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54 degrees. On Thursday, looking at a little bit more cloud cover with a 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. High near 72 Thursday afternoon. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. For Friday, sunny weather returns with a high near 69 and a low near 48 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, beautiful morning. A little bit chilly, though. It is 47 degrees right now. Let me scratch that. It just updated on me. We've got 57 degrees in Pensacola and 56 in Gulf Breeze, 55 reported in Milton. Our next news is at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our markets this morning, not a big change, but they are up a bit. The Dow is up 2 points at 43,623. S&P up just under 16 points at 59.71. The NASDAQ is up 80 points at 19,107. Our 10-year bond rate down a bit, 4.287%. Gold prices are down 10 bucks at 29,08.80. Silver price is up 15 cents, 32.27. And it looks like crypto down across the board. Bitcoin down 23.89 at 85.863. Ethereum, Solana, Dogecoin, and XRP also down right now as well. And 21 federal employees that were working with the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, have apparently resigned in protest.
In the letter, the staffers who listed only their titles, which included engineers and data scientists, wrote that they refused to use their skills as technologists to compromise core government systems, jeopardize Americans' sensitive data, or dismantle critical public services. The employees had worked at the U.S. Digital Service, which the Trump administration then renamed the U.S. DOGE Service when coming into power. DOGE is seeking to overhaul the federal government by trying to make dramatic cuts to the public workforce and, in some cases, close entire agencies like the U.S. Agency for International Development. DOGE's tactics have been controversial, such as demanding federal employees list 5 things they accomplished last week or be forced to resign. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Well, thank you very much, Ira. The head of the IRS has announced his retirement. Acting IRS Commissioner Doug O'Donnell is stepping down Friday after weeks of cutbacks since President Trump took office. And Americans' view of the nation's economy is, possibly starting to sour. The latest consumer confidence reading showing the largest monthly decline since August of 2021. For the first time since last June, the expectations index was below the threshold that usually signals there could be a recession ahead. 8:38, our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. and she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Bonacus & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Bonacus & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Bonacus & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Bonacus & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Bonacus & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee-owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet. Kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, 8:42 on News Radio 92.3. Time for our frivolous topic when we talk about things that we know don't matter. And sometimes the things that don't matter matter the most. Make it make sense. I can. Anyway, question of the day. We got Meg in here today.
Good morning.
Despite her difficulty getting past the two cement mixers that were trying to keep her from the frivolous topic, she hustled in here and it was
good. I'm rushing to get to the frivolous topic. What's wrong
that
with me?
That makes me so happy. That is such a compliment. Like, you want to rush in order to get here to participate in this segment. That's, like, the best compliment. Anyway.
Aww.
All right, so if you don't know, my wife and I and our family are big game players, board game players. We have board game closets, you know. We have, and I'm talking not just all the classic kind of games, you know, your Monopoly and your Scrabble and stuff like that, and Risk, but like Axis and Allies from the old days, or Ticket to Ride, Settlers of Catan, Wingspan, Castles of Mad King Ludwig, like all the modern games that, if you're in the games, you know, and if you're not in the games, you're like, the what words did he just? Is that English? He's explaining. Okay, and cards, too. I've raised in the Midwest, you know, Michigan and Illinois, playing cards, okay? So euchre, hearts, spades, whatever it is, we play it. My question is, when you play games, and if you don't play games, I know this probably won't be for you, but when you play games, do you change the rules? Do you make house rules? Or do you just play the way the rules are written? And I make that voice as a way of telling you my perspective. 437-1620. Do you tinker with the rules at all when you play games? PJ, are you a games player?
I am. Most of the time, I don't know the rules. I just do what my wife tells me.
Well, they call that the game of life. And not just the one with the broken spinner, but the actual real game of life. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you play games, do you play like board games, card games at all?
Yeah, we do Clue and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you fiddle with the rules or do you leave them as they are? Clue's a great game.
Mostly leave it as it is, but I know that we've fiddled.
Okay. All right. Fiddle a little bit. Sometimes, you know, like, for example, there's Uno, right? The card game Uno had a set of rules for forever, and then people came up with a variant called Spicy Uno, and they actually turned Spicy Uno to some degree into the new Uno that's got all kinds of crazy extra cards and things that you can do in it. And so sometimes rule tinkering produces whole new games. Meg, are you a rule follower or a rule tinkerer? I have you as a follower.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well... First of all, the list of games that you just rattled off that are the newer games I've never heard of.
Okay.
So that's, I got to make a confession there.
All right.
But first thing that comes to mind is Monopoly, because for the whole time I've ever played it, free parking. If you landed on that, you got all the money.
The
right?
community money. Well, every time you pay a fine, it goes there.
To,
plus,
to the
do you seed it with a $500 bill?
Yes.
Okay, which is not in the rules at all.
It's not in the rules at all. And I didn't know that until at some point I played with somebody who was a rule follower. Because you can't do that. And I said, but it's not any fun if you get land on free parking and you get, what, $200 or something? So, yeah, it's a make or break play.
It is. And adding that, by the way, contributes to a massive inflationary economy within the Monopoly system. And it completely distorts all of the finely calibrated balances of rents and mortgages and everything.
So don't you want to teach your children the reality of
Well,
economy?
Yeah. So we have Bidenopoly with the free parking where you get all the money and then you have something.
To you. Okay, I'm dying to hear what Trump-mopoly would be.
Oh, no. Well, God knows. It's, you know, take out your loan and never pay it.
A lot of hotel buying.
Yeah, and you'd fire everybody all along the third side of the board.
There's so many places we could go.
It's accurate. But generally speaking, rule follower or rule tinkerer?
Probably
you have house rules?
I mean, probably a rule follower for most games. Cause
okay.
Of, you know, but Monopoly
does it
definitely.
Give you satisfaction to feel like you're doing it the right way it was meant to be done?
Okay. Yeah.
4, 3, 7, 16,
it's a game.
20.
It's a game. Other things in life, yes, I'm
okay.
a rule follower.
So I will tell you, I am trained to be a logical and creative thinker. So I am always asking the question, how can we do this differently? How can we
or
break
better.
It? How can it be better?
Yes.
That's exactly right.
I'm
how
there.
Can it be better? And if there's a better we can see, we will try.
There you go. I'm with
and if
that.
It doesn't, it's like cooking. You know, can you come up with a little bit better way to do it? And then you try it, and you're like, that's not the way to do it again. And then you go back. I'm same way with games.
I'm sorry, but what's annoying is those people that the rules don't apply to me.
Oh yeah.
In life, when it comes to parking spots, and, you know, like other things, I have no tolerance for that.
Separate issue.
Whole issue.
Separate issue. All right, PJ's got traffic on the fives. Your text in just a moment. 437-1620. PJ.
Traffic is brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems. Expert installation, 24/7 support. GeneratorSource.com. Taking a look at the big board, Pensacola Boulevard at West Devane Street. There's a partial roadblock in that area due to a vehicle crash, so be aware of that. We also have a vehicle crash with injuries, Mobile Highway at Wabash Avenue. And then scrolling over to Milton area, some listeners just let us know about this. Looks like Avalon Boulevard, just north of Highway I-10. A little bit of a slowdown from Del Monte Street all the way back to the Hope Church area. Not sure what's causing that, but they're going to require some extra time. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
I swear I just glanced at and didn't watch in depth a video that was from today of somebody starting a fist fight outside a car on Highway 98.
Gee, we look
okay.
Stay frosty, people. You never know what you're going to need to know. All right, back to the question of the day, which is when you play games, card games, board games, whatever, I suppose backyard games, maybe. I mean, all kinds of things you could play. You know, do you change or tinker with the rules, or do you play them the way the rules were written? I'll get to that in just a second. In the meanwhile, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty will take good care of you. You know, when she first started and she was in the news, and we all who knew Christina thought, well, I mean, if anybody can make it work, you can, because she's fabulously talented. But also, a lot of people try real estate, it doesn't work out. So we'll see. We'll see. Produce like she was 5 years into this deal and selling 250 homes. I mean, like crazy, ridiculous. The last year, 165. The year before that, 175 when the market was not as hot and simple. But man, she and her team at Leavenworth Realty sell a lot of homes. They have a lot of experience. They know how to stage it and market it and set the price and photograph it and then get you all the way through to closing. That's why they're so successful again and again and again and again and again. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, question of the day again. Do you tinker with the rules in games or do you play them as they come out the box? Somebody here says, I am a game player. We play by the rules. No rules changing. No rules changes for you. Somebody here says, I can agree to some rules changes as long as rules are agreed upon before the game starts. 100%.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah, the rules cannot change mid-game. The rules need to be constant throughout. Because you adapt your play to the whole idea is to figure out the rules and then how to use them to your advantage to brutally destroy your opponent. Like, that's the purpose, okay? So, yeah, no, you have to figure them out ahead of time. Somebody says, my wife always comes up with the rules that she grew up with and always they're suspicious. Like that. I think I read that right. Somebody says the rules vary depending on whose house you're playing. No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different card games, different board games. In fact, I had this funny experience. I have a good dear friend who I play games with all the time. And we went to some of his friends and played a game I had never played before. And while we were playing, I was reading the rules because I wanted to understand what we were doing. And as we were playing, I'm like, you know, we're not doing this right. And you know, we're not doing. And they're like, all right, newbie. And I'm like, hey, I just, you know, by the way, that's why this other thing over here doesn't make sense, is because that part is calibrated around this part and you got this wrong. And didn't get asked back to that group. Anyway.
Oh, I wonder why.
Also, I won. 4-3-7-16-20.
You're one of those.
It was actually, I really like those guys, but it's just kind of a funny thing. Somebody says, I play with the rules. I guess that means according to the rules, because it could also mean I tinker with them. I taught my kids to follow the rules in games. Now in real life, some rules are okay to break. I don't play games, fool. Somebody says, I don't like that. Andrew, let's see. That's a totally different topic. If you're playing a game, you change the rules, then you're playing your own game, not the original game. So what's the point in buying the original game to begin with? You don't have to make the board in pieces. I mean, that's obvious. somebody else says here, always explain the house rules before starting the game. Oh, yeah. And see, I think that if you play a game enough, you might find things you don't like. Very small segment of the population will relate to this, but there's a very popular one of these new games called Settlers of Catan. There's a very prominent feature in that game, the robber, that is causes pain to people, is a short way to explain it. We just play very differently with the robber. We move it more easily, and we prohibit its use in certain situations. And because I like in games to accomplish things. I don't have to win, but I like to feel like I'm strategizing and doing things. And the robber destroys your ability to do that. And so I hate that. And so we change that in the game. Draw pieces on the map that should have been there in the first place all the time. You know, no big deal. But again, everybody has to know the rules before you start.
What about poker?
What about?
Poker.
What about poker?
Do you follow the rules when you play poker? Or do you change up the games?
I don't, like, what, each poker game has its set rules.
Mm-hmm. They're all different.
Right.
Some people have, you know, black eye jacks, one eye jacks.
Oh,
wild,
like for the wild cards and things that. And, I mean, sometimes dealer sets a game, mm-hmm. you know, I don't play a lot of poker anymore. But no, I mean, you know, billiards is another example of that. I played a lot of way too much pool in college. And that's one where a lot of times people do not know the actual, you know, rules. And sometimes rules change. Mm-hmm. Like the standards change. The volleyball rules have changed over the years, you know, for scoring. Sometimes the billiards rules change. And, you know, sometimes people think they know the rules and they don't. You have to have a conversation about how you can't do that.
There's a way to rack the balls and we just throw the balls right in there. We don't care.
8:52 here on News Radio 92.3. That's your frivolous topic of the day. I'm Andrew McKay.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com and let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just hear that name and I shudder.
Mufasa.
Ooh. Do it again.
Mufasa. Ooh. Mufasa. Ooh. Mufasa. Mufasa.
Ooh, it tingles me.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3. Somebody texts in and says you should get $500 when you land directly on Go. Man, you guys want to create an inflationary monopoly world. All right, fine. You know, whatever. Do your thing. Yeah, the goal of having games is to have fun, and as long as you're having fun, it's you know, hard to say any particular way of doing it is bad. Let's see. PJ's got our traffic on the fives. PJ?
There is a vehicle crash with injuries, Mobile Highway at Wabash Avenue. No road blockage in that area, though. And then Avalon Boulevard, just north of I-10. For some reason, there is a pretty substantial backup from Del Monte Street all the way out into the country towards Hope Church. So just be aware of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of cars. Good place to start. Like, it's kind of a buffet of cars. Good quality used cars. Cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, 10 to 40 or 50,000 miles at most. They really specialize in cars that have had like 1, maybe 2 owners and are in great shape. They just don't have the new car smell anymore. But beyond that, they're basically like new cars, and you get them for a good price, and they warranty them to 100,000 miles or 10 years so that you know you can count on them and don't have that kind of, I don't know if I can buy this car or not. No, you can, and they'll take care of you. I know they took great care of us after we bought our Odyssey there, and they have been fantastic ever since. And, you know, I just really I'm a believer in their business model and the way they treat people and, the like I said, the quality of the vehicles that they specialize in. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Art of Fashion starts Covenant Cares doing this on April 3rd. That is always a very, very good show. Middle Eastern-inspired evening. Should be kind of interesting. Get your tickets now. The Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. News Radio 92.3 cares about the arts, and you can enjoy the spectacular featuring The Planets by Gustav Holst, along with Debussy, right? Is how you say this? The Joyful Island and Orion's Nebula. All kinds of interesting stuff. Get more information at Pensacola Symphony. org. I'm a big believer in pronouncing things correctly, in pronunciating things correctly. And so whenever I'm not sure, I'd always rather say than just get it wrong and be wrong. And then I feel embarrassed for not knowing it. Wine on the Water. Grand Tasting. Saturday, March 22nd, about a month from now at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Enjoy fine wines, craft beers. That's my part. And gourmet bites from Pensacola's top chefs should be fantastic, set against the backdrop of Pensacola Bay. Don't miss live entertainment, a croquet and rosé tournament. I like that. And breathtaking sailing views. I think that's all part of some of the regatta stuff that's coming to town as well. The state of Florida, the Chamber, is doing something kind of interesting. They are taking submissions for Florida's Coolest Thing Made in Florida contest. And I love this idea. PJ, you were telling me Wisconsin's been doing this for a decade.
Wisconsin's been doing it for 10 years.
I love it. It's great for promotion. It's great for getting just things mentioned in the news. And I like the idea of figuring out who's got the coolest thing. The website is super creative. CoolestThingMadeInFlorida.com. Hey, that's on brand. I love it. That's very simple. I thought this was fascinating. Gen Z, you know, for all the things you can criticize, and there's some, it's fine. Gen Z sometimes learns from their mistakes pretty quickly. One of the things I actually like about Gen Z is they're very, like, sort of distrusting of traditional authority figures. Oh, man, I feel you. That can mean me, too. Sometimes they're of me. But, you know, where they get their advice a lot of times is influencers on social media, Instagram and TikTok, which I have always thought was a crazy system. You know, just because some dude does a weird video for 3 minutes and that's the dude that you follow for advice on, like, medical things, like, what are you thinking? Don't get your news from TikTok. But sometimes the pendulum swings. And the story I saw says that now Gen Z is de-influencing on social media. In fact, there are apparently now de-influencers. I don't know how they make any money. But because, you know, the influencers get paid to promote stuff. And if you're a de-influencer, they're telling you not to buy unnecessary products or trying to tell you to avoid this stuff. And nobody needs those $120 Lululemon leggings or whatever. You know, like, that's kind of their de-emphasizing anti-consumerism or anti-hyper-consumerism promoting authenticity and all of this kind of stuff, which is cool. I mean, if they're going to use their power, maybe using it to not promote silly, ridiculous, inappropriate commercialism. I kind of like that. So de-influencing does the opposite. It gives followers the positive validation that they don't need to buy a certain item to feel good about themselves. Look at that. Traditional value.
Local news every hour.